Episode 1012, How I Can't Becomes Your I Can.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. Okay, for some of us, it's hump week, and I never liked that. But guess what? It is Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get our happy on. How I Can't Becomes Your I Can. Now say that fast five times and see what it sounds like. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, we all need encouragement and motivation to keep going that extra mile. Learn how I can't becomes your I can. You see, encouragement and motivation is very good. We all need it. I know I need it. In fact, that's why we dedicate 2 days a week right here on the podcast. We all need cheerleaders, especially when life gets crazy. And I don't know about you, but life gets crazy. Do you remember my Monday? I kind of gave you the rundown yesterday. Oh yeah, it should have already been Friday, but it was only Monday. Well, life does happen and it does get in the way. But what happens if the cheerleaders wear down? Or you give up, not because of them, but because of your failures. You can't see yourself going the extra mile anymore. Yeah, you just want to give up. You want to throw in the towel. And when you are close or have already given up hope, defeat is only steps away. You want to make some changes in your health and wellness. That's what we're talking about, right? We want that transformation, something that is bigger than where we are right now, whether it's losing weight, gaining lean muscle. Maybe it's just trimming down a little bit. You want to trim down before the turkey comes because you know when the holidays hit, they're coming right back on. So you figure if you get a jump start, life will be a little bit easier, you'll feel better, and you'll look extra good in those pictures. All of that makes sense. But when you've even taken it upon yourself to make some specific changes like your eating habits, fitness routines, steps per day, sleep patterns, lowering your stress, what's missing? It's the results. It's the results. We do all this craziness for results. We want to be thinner. Okay. Yeah. Come on. Admit it. That's what we call it. We want to be thin, maybe not skinny, but we want to be thinner. We want to have maybe that curve in our waist again. Maybe we want to drop a size or two because we know since three children, there's just no way that, you know, you can keep going the way you're going. Because if you have one more, you may be up two more sizes and you're just like, I can't do that anymore. You know, you walk with your kids somewhere and you're huffing and puffing. You're looking for results and you're hoping for results. But what's missing are the results. So why do we quit? Because we don't get what we expect. Look at your health and wellness. Look at your patterns. Look at what you've done in the past. Maybe even what you're doing right now. As you're listening to this, you're going, okay, wait, let's see. I've tried this. I've tried that. Oh, wait, I did that. Oh, I lost about 30 pounds. But then I kind of went my own way. And then the next year and a half or so, I gained another 40 back. Why is that? I didn't really change a whole lot, except maybe I put on 5 years within my life and now I have more gray hair. You begin to look at things and you say, okay, but if this isn't going to work, then I'm just not doing it anymore because you're not getting what you expect. And if you have to put in more work and not get out of it what you want, it's easier to cut it all out and not even try. And so there goes our health and wellness. Goodbye. Wave it goodbye. Because that's what we do. You know, I like to be real and honest with you. There's many times that I have tried things. I've been on Weight Watchers. I've been on the prepackaged foods that come in the mail. Oh, man, I cannot remember the name. It'll come to me in a minute. And very well known. Marie Osmond talks about it. It'll come to me. I actually did very well. I lost 30 pounds on that. But not for long. A few years later, I ended up putting on more weight. Couldn't understand why. I was like, oh, this doesn't work. I really didn't want exercise. I was never the athlete. My athletic ability was all built in ice skating. I was never a runner, let alone walk. I'm like, I do enough walking. I don't need this. And so what did I do? I kept putting it off because nothing I did was making a true difference. Be real with yourself. That's why we quit. We're not getting the results. We want results. We are result driven. We don't want to wait till tomorrow, a year from now, to get what we want. Think about that. We don't want to wait from tomorrow, a year from now. It's easier to look at, I want 2 weeks. I want to see, I want to drop 15 pounds in 2 weeks. Is that you? Maybe you're like, oh, I'd be thrilled just to keep 15 pounds off. Maybe you are a fitness fanatic and you're like, oh, but this comes natural. There's some other areas in your health and wellness journey that isn't so natural. We all struggle with something. So how can you really impact your health and wellness? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Know your limits. Know your limits. Everybody talks about living the life of limitless. You know, the motivation, the encouragement, and you know I'm all about that. It comes very natural. It is ingrained in me. God gave that to me. I don't have to work at being a cheerleader. God just gave it to me. I'm loud. Literally, I'm loud. My children say, Mom, you don't have a secret. My family says I don't have a secret. My neighbors say I don't have a secret. All is true. I don't have a secret. I live life to its fullest. I live boldly. I make lots of mistakes. I do my best to own them. I do my best to be me, but I also know my limits. And most of us don't want to talk about that because we want to say that nothing is impossible. And yes, nothing is impossible. And I believe that 100%. That's been my mantra. My daddy has said it over and over and over and over again to me. Nothing is impossible. But you can't reach that until you know your limits. I mean, come on. Can you imagine me as an astronaut living on the international space? I don't think so. Number one, you may have to knock me out to get me on that contraption to get me up there to the International Space Station. I may just might as well just stay here, hunker down. Do I think it would be really cool and awesome and to see it with my own eyes? Oh, yes, I do. Because I could bask in God's greatness and be in awe of it. But do you really think I'm cut to be sent out in space? Probably not. That's probably why I don't have a big interest in aeronautics. I don't want to be an astronaut. That's not where I want to go. So that's one of my limits. Okay, I know that's a little far-fetched. It's a little bit out of the universe. I get it. No pun intended. But we do have to know your limits. And this is where I can't becomes your I can. When you know your limits, number one, knowing what you can't do, you might be challenged by your physical location, like not being able to walk in your neighborhood for fear of safety. And we do have to look at that. You've got to be safe with your health and wellness. If you're not alive, you can't be well. So maybe your physical location holds you back. Maybe you live in a city and it's really difficult to go walking in a city because there's always traffic, people traffic, and other traffic, and it just doesn't work within your schedule. Maybe it's your physical well-being, like strength training doesn't work for you, you know, because of maybe a previous car accident. Maybe you have a chemical imbalance. It could be your finances. Know what you can't do. Know your limits. Also knowing what doesn't work. Think about the eating plan. I told you I was on an eating plan. Oh, I know what it was. It was, hold on, nutrition. Oh, it'll come to me in a minute. I know you're already rambling it off, aren't you? Okay, that just tells me I'm getting old and my mind is tired. I told you my Monday should have already been Friday. It's been that kind of a crazy week and it hasn't slowed down. But let's get back to knowing your limits. Knowing what doesn't work, what eating plan have you tried in the past? If you're like, I'm trying to eat healthy. Well, what has worked? But more importantly, what hasn't worked? Because you still would not be searching out for something if you already knew what worked for you, because then you would continue to do it. Gives you the results. That's why we have to know our limits. Some people do great with prepackaged meals. I did. Remember, I told you. I lost 30 pounds. Nutrisystem, that's it. Ta-da! Okay, I know. I'm crazy. Just call me crazy. It did work for me. And that was, I don't know how many years ago. way over 10 years ago, maybe 12, 13, 14 years ago. It was a long time ago. Let's just go there. But I wasn't able to keep it off. So I know that that particular thing really doesn't work for me. Yes, it did at that moment, but I gained it back. So there was still a missing factor. So I got results, but not long-term results. So for me, ultimately, it didn't work. For some people, they prefer shakes, you know? And for some, the thought makes them gag. You're like, "Whoa, I have to drink my meals? I'd rather chew. I'm not just going to drink shakes." And then others, you know, you may be thinking more along lifestyle. I have 5 children. I'm a short order cook. There are some days that, yes, I fix 3 different meals at dinner. They have some things that, you know, correlate within themselves. Like maybe I make chicken and then this chicken is used in 2 other different ways besides the main way. But sometimes we have to look at our lifestyle. What works in our current season? So know your limits. That's all about knowing your limits. You're like, whoa, that's number one. Number two, come on, keep up with me. Know your options. Know your options. There are so many ways to create the same results. I think of my son. We had a conversation years ago. It's when we first moved here, and I was starting to have him do the dishes. And we had this conversation. I'm like, that's not how you should do the dishes. And I thought, well, that was really stupid of you to make a comment like that. There's tons of different ways to do the dishes. I mean, probably the only way not to do the dishes is not having running water or access to water and some dish soap in order to wash them. But otherwise, you could do whatever you want. Maybe you could even stand on your head. If that works for you, that's great. Doesn't work for me, but it may work for someone else. So when I was telling my son, like, you know what, hun? There's a better way to do this. Maybe there's an easier way for me to do it, but for him, his way was best. There are many ways to create the same results. Know what options remain that work within your strengths. Listen here. You want to know the options that remain that work within your strengths and stop highlighting your weaknesses. That's the catch right there. Many of us see, whoa, this program looks awesome. But if you were to dive deeper into it, you'd be like, that's just not me. I'm not going to get fed what I really need in my life. And it doesn't work with my schedule. They're asking me to do some really crazy things. I honestly don't have time for that. Well, then that's a weakness in your area. You got to work towards your strengths. Because remember, you're already trying to conquer one thing. That's your health and wellness. If you add on too many things, what happens? Defeat. Which leads to what? Failure. It's the big F. We don't want the big F. We want the big S. And that leads us to number 3. Know your game plan. It's time to get in the game. This is the next step to create your now, opening up reasonable avenues to your success. But in order to do that, you need to know what? The I can'ts. And when you know your I can'ts, it leads you to, boom, I can. Yeah, it's taking the negative and twisting them to the positive. You can make your can'ts work for you, not against you. What are you struggling with right now with your health and wellness? Maybe it's strength training. You're like, gosh, Christiane, I know I need to do strength training, but I've tried different ways. I don't know. Maybe it's your eating. Maybe you snack way too much. You're not eating enough real meal and you're just like piecing throughout the day. And you're like, well, that kind of works with my schedule, but it probably doesn't work well with my metabolism because my body thinks it's always hungry. It never has time to think that, no, wait, you're full. Just go drink some water. You're okay. You're full. We don't give our bodies sometimes time enough to figure out, oh, wait, yeah, that's right. I got to maybe slow down. What is it within your lifestyle right now that you struggle with in your health and wellness? What is it? And you don't have to sit there and list 20 things. It can be just one. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. It's my free gift to you. I think it's the greatest free gift there is. It's a coaching call with me. You actually get to speak to me. You get to pick my brain Oh yeah, energy and all craziness. Yes, maybe even some sound effects. Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's all you though. It's your time, your situation, your season, and you got me at your disposal. Click on the link, take aim. Fill out that short little form and we will set up a coaching call free of charge, no strings attached. It's my gift to you to get you started on your health and wellness journey the right way. You know, this negative thing, it's not fun, isn't it? But you can turn negatives into positives, and that's what we do here. How your I can'ts become your I cans. Nothing is impossible. You just have to be willing to work a little bit harder, to put in that time. But you can do it working within your strengths and not your weaknesses. Yes, we all need that encouragement. Yes, we all need that motivation. Yes, we need a cheerleader. But we also have to be what? Realistic. We have to know what we know about who we are. Yes, can we make other changes in habits? Yes. But if you try to change too many things, what happens? Oh my gosh, your head freaks out. Your subconscious is like, no, I do not like this. This is change. Yeah, go back and listen to some episodes on our mindset. The subconscious pulls it all to an incredible screeching halt. Horns and sirens are going off. When you're on your health and wellness journey, you really have to start looking at your can'ts in life. What can't you do? What doesn't work for you? So then you can look at, okay, wait, if I know that doesn't work, that doesn't mean it couldn't work, but you already know it doesn't work. Then you can look at, okay, wait, but then I can look at this and I've got about 12 more other options. Yes, it's exciting. So it's time to get in the game. Look at those avenues that are still wide open for you. Because knowing your can'ts allows you to walk in your cans. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.